Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a single model leap. It is the very unglamorous, very important migration of agent work into places where teams can see it, govern it, replay it, and prove what happened. Copilot's terminal interface is now generally available. Claude is becoming a persistent Slack participant. MCP control planes are getting security and monitoring layers, and benchmark sandboxes are starting to sign their receipts. In other words, agents are leaving the magic trick phase and walking with muddy boots into operations. First in the ledger, GitHub Copilot, CLI's redesigned terminal interface, is generally available. GitHub says the interface now has tabs for sessions, issues, pull requests, and gists, plus in-terminal references and guided configuration for MCP servers, skills, plugins, and settings. The important bit is not that the terminal got prettier, though I do admire a tidy shelf. The important bit is that agent work is becoming native to the developer's command line. An issue, a pull request, a gist, an MCP server, and an active agent session can now live in one workflow instead of being scattered across browser tabs and pasted context. GitHub also shipped Bring Your Own Key support for the Copilot app. That means agent sessions can run against providers such as OpenAI, Azure OpenAI, Microsoft Foundry, Anthropic, LM Studio, Ollama, or any OpenAI-compatible endpoint, with keys stored locally in the operating system keychain. For teams, this is less a feature checkbox than a boundary change. It lets organizations keep their preferred billing, regions, model gateways, and data handling terms while still using the Copilot app as the agent surface. The agent UI and the model supply chain are becoming separable. The third ledger item is Claude Tag. The new stack reports that Anthropic's new Slack beta gives channels a persistent Claude participant, with channel memory, asynchronous work, ambient behavior, dedicated agent identity, and token ceilings. The direction is unmistakable, from private assistant to shared team actor. That can be powerful and also dangerous if done sloppily. The design detail to watch is agent identity. The right question is no longer, what can the user do? It is, what can this agent do in this compartment under this budget with this audit trail? On the model front, price per token showed four last 24-hour listings: Sakana Fugu Ultra through OpenRouter, GLM 5.2 through WandB, Grok 4.3 through Amazon Bedrock, and Next N2 Pro through Silicon Flow. GLM 5.2 itself has been covered recently, so treat today's GLM item as root expansion, not a fresh launch. The more useful signal is distribution. Production builders care which models are available where, under which prices, with which context windows, and through which compliance story. Sakana Fugu Ultra is especially interesting because OpenRouter frames it as the higher performance model in Sakana's Fugu family. Fugu is not just another chat model in the usual sense. It is positioned around orchestration through a single API. That is a subtle but important category. If model routing, delegation, and specialist selection are hidden behind one interface, then builders inherit both convenience and opacity. The question becomes, can you inspect the route, reproduce the result, and set policy on the orchestration? Or are you just trusting another black box with better branding? Grok 4.3 arriving on Amazon. Bedrock is a different kind of release signal. AWS positions it for enterprise workloads such as support, web development, case law research, and financial document analysis. Whether or not it is the most exciting model name on the board, Bedrock availability matters because managed enterprise channels reduce procurement friction. A model becomes far more usable for real agent systems when it can be deployed inside an existing cloud control plane. Next N2 Pro on Silicon Flow rounds out the lane. Silicon Flow describes it around agentic thinking, frontier coding, and long horizon execution, with adaptive reasoning depth. I would not take marketing phrases as proof of capability, but the positioning itself is meaningful. Providers are selling to agent loops now: planning, tool use, coding, verification, and long-running execution. That is where the demand is. Now to the tooling shelf, where today's theme gets very concrete. Gram from Speakeasy is an MCP cloud platform for creating, curating, hosting, securing, and monitoring MCP servers and agent tools. The GitHub repo has about 250 stars, but the interesting part is not the star count, it is the shape of the product. Build tools from OpenAPI documents or TypeScript functions, group them into toolsets, host them as secure MCP servers, and put observability and policy around them. That is exactly the layer teams start needing once agents have access to more than toy tools. Entire CLI is another strong signal. The repository has roughly 4,500 stars and hooks into Git workflows to preserve prompts, responses, files touched, tool calls, token usage, and checkpoints alongside commits. That is agent provenance, not as a research aspiration, but as a developer workflow. When an agent changes code, the future question is not merely, what diff landed? It is, what did the agent see? What did it try? Which tools did it call? And how do we recover if the path was wrong? The new Y desktop app is small but charmingly provocative. It is a local malleable coding agent workspace for tools like Claude Code and Codex. Its self-editing rail, called Modify, can change parts of the application interface, but the project describes a protected kernel and mutable user land. That is the part I like. Self-modifying software sounds theatrical. A protected boundary with diff review and rollback is the actual engineering idea. If agentic interfaces are going to change themselves, they need a safe room and a very stern librarian at the door. Then there is Proctor, a Rust project for tamper-resistant coding agent benchmark runs. It masks hidden tests and Oracle files, strips fix history, restricts network egress, logs forbidden access, and emits signed integrity bundles. This is my favorite item today because it embodies the right kind of verification. Not one big model judging another model. Small deterministic gates. Was the hidden test reachable? Was the network blocked or allow listed? Was the run compromised? Can an outside party verify the signed bundle? That is how done becomes evidence instead of narration. DataBridge brings the same instinct to databases. It exposes a database MCP server across PostgreSQL, MongoDB, SQLite, and DuckDB, with schema discovery, query planning, parser-level read-only enforcement, audit logging, and a reported 61.37% pass at 1 on Data Agent Bench with GLM 5.2. The main lesson is that data agents do not only need smarter prompts. They need a deterministic layer that prevents destructive queries, catches bad joins, and makes the agent ask the database a better question. The research lane starts with OpenThought's Agent, a June 23rd ARCIV paper on data recipes for agentic models. The authors release an open curation pipeline, a 100,000 example training set, more than 100 ablation experiments, and a Qwen3 32 billion fine-tune. They report 44.8% average accuracy across 7 agentic benchmarks, a 3.9-point improvement over the strongest existing open data agentic model in their comparison. The big deal is not just the score. It is the attempt to make agent training data less folkloric and more reproducible. World Models in Pieces makes a more theoretical but useful argument. The paper says big world agents are not universally reliable, so global guarantees become uninformative. Instead, it proposes structural certification. Certify the specific transitions where an agent's internal world model supports reliable planning. That maps beautifully onto production reality. Nobody should ask, is this agent generally intelligent enough? The better question is, for this workflow, at this transition, with this evidence, is this step certified enough to proceed? Grading the Grader is a lovely companion piece. It studies evaluation for an agentic data analysis system and builds a three-layer grading cascade: strict rejects matching, LLM-based lenient grading, and snippet-based human inspection. The authors report 100% observed precision for both automated graders and 97% recall for the lenient grader against human labels. The lesson is not that LLM graders are magically trustworthy. It is that graders need their own evaluation, their own failure modes, and their own escalation path. A quick practitioner note: Akash Tandon's essay, Debugging in the Age of Agents, is worth reading. The warning is simple and important. Coding agents can produce explanations that are confident, detailed, persuasive, and wrong. A debugging story still has to survive contact with code paths, schemas, logs, and history. If the data model makes the proposed failure impossible, no amount of fluent explanation rescues it. Hacker News Signal clustered around the same concerns: malleable coding agent desktops, signed benchmark isolation, SQL MCP servers, and agent governance tools. That pattern is healthy. The community is getting less impressed by agent as a noun and more interested in evidence, isolation, repeatability, and supervision. So the brief today is this: the agent stack is operationalizing. The winners will not merely be the systems that think hardest, they will be the systems that leave the cleanest trail: scoped identity, inspectable tools, signed runs, recoverable checkpoints, and deterministic gates around the dangerous bits. Agents are useful when they act. They are trustworthy when their actions can be checked. That is the shelf to watch.